This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Nick. I come from Farnborough, and the course I'm on is the T4TS Electrical Full Scope course.
And welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Nick Blake, who is doing his electrical course with ATL in our Hartlebury Centre. Hi Nick, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. Nick, before we start, could you just brief us a little bit on your career up to date, please?
I've had a very varied career up until now, ranging from everything from being a landscape gardener to a diving instructor through sales manager and revenue manager. Just about every title you can think of, I've probably held. But now fed up of making money for other people and would like to have a crack at making it for myself now.
Well, that's a great objective to change career. And working as a diving instructor, as a landscape manager, how did you decide to pursue a rather different career in electrics?
Unfortunately, in the last recession, I got made redundant twice in 2 years, last in, first out, sort of thing. So that was part of the prompt. My dream would be to run a dive store. But the start-up costs for that are 6 and 7 figures. So I sat down and had to think about what would be a lower start-up cost for running my own business and came up with trade. The two that struck me were plumber or electrician. And to be quite honest and blunt, at some point during my career as a plumber, I may have to touch somebody else's poo. So I thought electrician is the better way to go.
That's also not a good reason to go for electrics. But is there anything else which inspired you to go into that profession?
I mean, it was an idea, inspiration. No, it was just what can I do? But then, before I firm it up, I spoke to a few people. I know someone who's run businesses that have been from self-employed up to employing 150 odd people as electrical workers. Speak to people like that. Speak to people who do shop fits, also interested in intelligent housing, things like that. So had a little check before actually looking for courses. And then it was a choice of having a look around, seeing what various different courses there are, what options are available to me. And the T4TS one that gave me a lot of at-home study seemed at the time like the best option.
And having made this decision going into electrics rather than in the plumbing profession, do you have any doubts about this now?
Doubt's probably the wrong word. The way that I'm currently seeing my career going, no, I think it's the best thing to do. There are various different avenues you could follow where both would be a good option. But no, I'm quite happy. I've made the right choice.
I'd like to ask you about, you said you did a lot of studying from home. How did you find combining your studying commitments with your everyday life? Do you have any tips, perhaps, for potential or current students, how they could utilise in the best possible way their time?
It's just making sure you do it, really. I mean, the frustrations you come across, if you do sit down and dedicate some time, which is important, you've got to sit down and dedicate time to actually get the work done. Before my last training, which I did down in Southampton, I was lucky enough to get some. My work at the moment is temporary, in as much as I don't see myself as a career. I got some work as an electrician, fitting out a vet in a large national store, and actually get hands-on tools and things like that. Again, experience is invaluable, so when you sign up to an at-home study course, you know that you're going to get the theory without necessarily the practical, but you've got to add that practical in. So that was a good way to do it.
And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified?
When I finished my course, qualified, worked for a couple of years with someone, and then eventually be running my own company. So get the experience with someone else, and then branch into my own thing. I am very interested in two sides at the moment. I've not narrowed it down to one. One is the intelligent housing, and the other is commercial side of things.
Whichever path you pursue in your career, we wish you best of luck, and thank you very much for joining us today, Nick.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.